You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Jim Allen with the Tri-County Office on Aging. He is the nutrition director there. And tonight we're going to talk about Meals on Wheels. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Let's start talking about the Meals on Wheels program. We assume everybody knows what this is, but we may be wrong. Let's talk about what the program is and what it does.
Well, the program is designed to help people get a nutritious meal, one or two meals a day, and it's pretty much a volunteer-driven program. They get a hot meal, and then if they need an evening bag, they'll go ahead and get that, an evening meal. It's one-third of their recommended daily allowance. It's a great program. It's a good way for people who normally get out, people who are, up there, a little bit older, that cannot get out of their house on a normal basis. Gives them a chance to see a friendly face and for us to check on them, make sure they're okay. And, there have been times we found people who weren't all that good of shape, and we've been able to get them help. So it kind of has, two purposes, one to check on them, and the other one is make sure that they get the nutrition that they need as well.
Well, and that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I'm guessing as I read more information about this program, something like this can help people stay in their homes longer.
It's true, yes. Usually you don't want to get institutionalized. And this is a program, along with other in-home services from Tri-County Office on Aging, that provides the ability to stay in your home if you don't want to go anywhere.
Very good. Now, the reason we wanted to get in touch with you tonight, other than just to have a chat with you, is you're in need of some volunteers right now.
We're short, yes. We need a lot of help. We're trying to get the word out. From time to time, I think the community, they get, like anybody else, get preoccupied with what they're doing, and we have to put a shout out to kind of try to get more volunteers for Meals on Wheels. We need about another 110 in the Lansing area, but if people live in the Elk County area in DeWitt or down in Holt or even up in Eureka, we could use your help too. Onondaga is looking for a couple. So,
well, the number of volunteers is fairly astonishing. What is the total number of volunteers that you like to have?
Well, we have. I'll give you a case.
Sure.
This last year we had about 1,600 volunteers that helped us out. And if you're volunteering one time a month and you figure, just the Greater Lansing program has, well over, 50 routes alone with 12 people on them, that's going to take a lot of help. And then we have four programs as well. We've got Eaton County Meals on Wheels. We've got the Clinton County Meals on Wheels, and we've got the rural Ingham, that's anywhere, and that's not Lansing or East Lansing. So in a three-county area, we've got four programs, and it takes a lot of help to do it. You'd be surprised who's actually helping us deliver Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, how would I be surprised, just at the sheer numbers?
Well, the sheer numbers, but there's a lot of, we've had judges, we've had firemen, we've had community people. We've had radio talk show hosts that deliver quietly. We sure have. And people often don't talk about it. State workers. And there's an awful lot of people probably listening right now that do deliver Meals on Wheels and don't talk about it a whole lot. But it does take, about an hour a month on average.
Well, and that's part of the beauty of this, isn't it, that they're kind of the unsung heroes? They just go do what needs to be done and come back and do it again.
That's it. And, for human capital, not necessarily money, they're doing their part for the community, and we appreciate it. We need, even though it doesn't take a lot of time to do, 45 minutes to get trained up and then about 1 hour a month, it's a good way to feel like you're making a difference in the community and, in fact, doing that and making quite a impact in the lives of people who need it. So it's a great way to give without, giving too much, and it's quite manageable for most people on their lunch hour.
And there's no money involved other than just some gas to drive the meals there, correct?
That's true. And, a matter of fact, a lot of people turn in mileage for for Meals on Wheels too. If you're out running in the rural area, a lot of people turn in their mileage for 32 cents a mile too. When you're running, you know, 3 or 4 mile routes inside Lansing, you know, a lot of folks don't do it. You know, they don't, you know, keep track of it that much, but they certainly can. I know that with gas being, you know, $3 and almost $3.40, whatever it is today, then they can turn that mileage in. However, you know, there's some generous people that, that don't. So it depends on the preferences. And you know what? I think more than anything else, people, you know, that, that do know that we need help, that are willing to give, have a great time and get a great feeling inside themselves when they get done, because the people who receive those meals are so appreciative. They really are.
And you touched on it earlier. It's not just about delivering a meal. It may be the only connection some of these folks have during that day.
That's true. When you don't see a lot of people, you know, when the mailman is a highlight of your daily conversation, that extra person coming in can really make a difference, especially if they take a few minutes to say hi. I know I stop and try to check in when I deliver meals to see how folks are doing on the routes that I deliver on. And it all kind of warms the cockles of your heart a little bit to know how much they appreciate it. And if they're not doing that well, you know that too. You can kind of see when people are going, you know, downhill and help them out, or at least report that, so that maybe their next of kin can get in and see them.
Well, so it can literally be a life-saving connection that is made.
Happens all, you know, quite often. We will find someone who needs help. Maybe they're having trouble breathing. Maybe they're on the floor. That doesn't happen an awful lot. It doesn't happen very much. But when it does happen, we're very grateful that Meals on Wheels volunteer was there to at least say, hey, no one's answering the door, and we can get, you know, someone out there to check on them.
Absolutely. There's a lot of community support, of course, for a program like this. Do companies come along and kind of adopt a route and try to help?
That is, yes. Jackson National Life does a Board of Water and Light. There's several others that have taken it on, and we, if they don't have enough people to fill a whole route, we try to find others that can help them do it. But, yeah, several organizations around, church organizations have done that. And it's great for the organization, too, because then they feel like they're wrapping themselves into something that isn't going to cost a whole lot of money, but at the same time, it allows them to give and have some camaraderie. And allows them to be part of something, you know, bigger than themselves at the same time that they're given to the community. So when they do that, it's great.
How long has this program been in the area, in the Tri-County area?
1974, Tri-County Office on Aging was formed under the Urban Cooperation Act between the counties of Ingham, Clinton, in Eaton County, and the cities of Lansing and East Lansing. The Meals on Wheels program was formed shortly after that.
Well, it's an amazing program for sure, and like so many other things, I'm guessing it's one of those as you mentioned, that when you deliver the meals, make that connection, just say hello to somebody, you feel a lot better even than the person you're delivering to.
You do, yeah, do. There's a change in you when you give some of your time and a little bit of your energy during the course of a day, because if you're not having a great day and you go out and you go, oh gosh, I don't know whether I want to take the time to do this or not, by the time you get done, your day has changed. You feel better.
Boy, this is the ultimate pay it forward, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it comes back around too.
Absolutely. How many, I guess I'm sometimes a numbers person, how many meals are delivered on an annual basis by Meals on Wheels in the Tri-County area?
Oh my goodness. Well, let me see. We have, I know it's well over 200,000, well over 200 and some, 275, 280, depends on the year. It goes
sure.
Up and down. So to pull one right out of my head right now without actually looking at it, but it's well over 200,000 meals.
Well, I guess their answer is there's a lot and there's a need for a lot. And right now there's a need for a lot of volunteers. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, no matter what community you're in, you can call 517-887-1460. And that's the Meals on Wheels. And if you're living in Eaton or you want to deliver in rural Ingham or Clinton County, they'll direct you to our program where you can get on a route. So
very
we need
good.
A lot of help everywhere.
Very good. Thank you so much, Jim, for bringing this to our attention.
Okay, that's 887-1460.
Got it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Jim Allen with the Tri-County Office on Aging. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.